pronoun. You say he is saying, she is saying.
That's all. That is difficult for us to
understand. Very difficult to understand. Yes. What is the time you want to know?
You see, it says that.
This is not the time here. It is 4.5 hours behind. I have not corrected the time.
It's 3:50 p.m.
in England, that's the time, you see. You have heard this before. So if you ask the question, what is the time, I say it is
3:50.
It is England time, it's England.
It says automatically.
No, automatically.
When I say, I look at the watch, clock watch.
You are not even looking at the clock. The information that is there says it is 3:50.
This mixes it.
Yes. You are not. You never look at the watch.
Clock is here.
I look at the clock and tell.
You say I look at the clock.
What is the time? Either I see my watch.
So this is not interested. The clock is not interested in telling the time. Nobody is interested in finding out the time. There, inside of you, only when the question arises, what is the time, you look at the clock. So that girl there, who is cooking, she does not know what time is. You can put the clock before her. So if I press this, and if she hears that this is 6:30, then she knows that it is 6:30. So that's all that she knows about the time. Not to read the clock, because she has not been taught. In every language, you see, they teach us for hours and hours about the time. You know, to read the time, in all languages. So whatever you are taught, you are repeating like a machine. The assumption that there is, that is the identity that I am talking about, the memory, is all that is there. That memory is not yours, not mine, created by those people who existed before. Don't ask me the question how originally it started. Well,
supposing the time is lost for a person, how is it he becomes so conscious of the time?
Huh? That is the only time I have, you don't have another time. Achievement.
I see. The clock time.
The clock time is all that
is there.
The body also knows that it is foolish. Because that why I ask the time is there is a difference between the way this body is running and the way that clock is running. You know? This is, you can understand this. When you are thinking furiously, that means you see you are occupied. This time, and you see, it's all, you watch the clock, it's only 5 minutes, you know, 10 minutes to solve.
You must stop longer.
When you are not thinking, that runs faster. You know, if you have ever noticed, a sick man lying in a bed, you say the time is hanging heavy. Because he is not thinking about that at all, the time factor is not involved. So the clock runs slow there. Because this is running fast. If this does not run fast, you see the absurdity of the clock. You know, already 4 o'clock, already 5 o'clock, you say to yourself many times. Huh? When you want to wake up for the plane to take at 6 o'clock, you wake up half a dozen times. You still find that it is only 1 o'clock, 1:50, 1:20. You understand what I'm saying?
Huh? What does it mean, sir? You said that way. What
this is not interested in thinking at all.
So
you are preoccupied with your misery. And so there is a difference between this clock and that clock. This is running faster than that clock. If you are not involved with your thoughts, you see, this is slow and that is fast. I don't know if you
appears.
It appears.
Actually, there is no difference there. But here, the difference is here.
Yes, the difference is here,
yes.
Not there.
Okay.
That is why they say that the body clock is not in harmony with the clock created by us. You see, they also say why we fix 360 days. That is really the problem for the body because it has no calendar. That is the reason why we push the children. They have their own clock, they eat their own way, they wake up in the middle of the night and bother you. Huh? So, but we want them to fit themselves into this frame and then you see they are, for their own reasons, forced to become part of our clock mechanism.
That is very interesting.
You mean...
That's why I sent it to you.
He says that the light,
yes.
Time is measured in terms of light, and even light is not absolute.
Light, nothing
so
is.
Because if the gravitational pull is very large, larger than the Earth's gravitational pull, the light starts, it cannot travel in the same
way. It gets bent. You see, the aging is due to
your light increases.
Otherwise, the body has its own rhythm, it runs out on its own. So your thinking is responsible for the aging process. What you call aging?
So if I say there is no thinking...
They don't say, if I say there is no thinking. And what would you do?
Shall I say that thinking is time?
Thought is time. The moment the thought is born, the time is there.
Born.
The thought is not... It is not thoughtless state, it is not timeless state.
Can you say there are three time factors? One is the clock time,
the other is
biological time,
yes.
The third is my thinking.
There is
time.
Only one time, and that time does not exist.
Which time
it
does
it exist? There is no way you can measure the time of this body.
I see.
So we are influenced by that time all the time.
This experiment in Paris, in a cave, sat there, no calendar, nothing else, no clock. So he could live for 48 hours. There is a day, he did not be 24 hours.
That's what I am saying. There
is
no day in the body. So those who go into the space, they have found out. You see, the twins, they have given this. They are wondering. The whole thing started this way. There are twins. The twin is on this planet, Earth planet. One fellow goes into space for days and days. He comes back. And this fellow who is stationary has aged much more than the fellow who was there in the space because the time is out for him.
Einstein talks about it.
In Tripura-rahasya, they imagine these things.
How do they imagine that this can happen?
You will know. How am I talking? You think I have read these articles? I haven't. You see, that is why that fellow there in Delhi asked this question. He has come into through his own, or he has, because everybody is talking the same thing now. Am I learning these things from them, or he has come out on his own? What some of these people are talking. Today I was talking to these things 15 years ago, 21 years ago, So now they are beginning to realize in their own way. They are more interesting than all these Vedantins talking about time. See, this is metaphysics. That is not metaphysics. So they are interested in finding out. That is why I say, if somehow the scientists find out that there is a God, they are the ones who certainly believe in God, at least himself once. But a religious man, if it is found that there is no God, he will still continue to believe in God. That's the difference between them. They will totally believe in God.
But can the science find out that there is God?
Because God does not exist, it is.
Then why did you say, sir?
As an example, I am saying the religious man is incorrigible. This belief, that is the greatest danger in the world today. If these political ideologies fail, there is a danger of these religious people stepping in and fooling those people that we have answers for your problem. Then you see, it is not that, you see, what will happen is fundamentalism will be on the rise. It will be the worst thing. He may not agree with me. Those people who are praising Hinduism, they will be fundamentalists like the Iraqis or the Iranians there. Not that religion, Hinduism has an answer. Hinduism has no answer for our problem. It is Hinduism that has created all this starvation, this misery. How can you tolerate oneness of life and universal brotherhood? How can you tolerate starvation? Don't talk of starvation to me. And we are very well fed. We sit and discuss the problem of starvation. He is the one. He is not asking the question, why is there starvation? Very well-fed people sit here and discuss about the starvation. And you tell him that the starvation is there for him because he did something terrible in his past life. Is that the answer for that? I'm sorry. In his next life, for this torture, he will be well-fed. What are you talking about? The same in the West. Don't imagine, you see. There is a possibility of starvation in this country. How can you imagine starvation, misery, and then you see in countries, rich countries like America, the slums there and the slums here in India compared to them, this is a paradise, I tell you. You come with me, I'll show you
Valentine, first time visited United States in 1981. She didn't want to go for some reason. She was fascinated by New York City and all the skyscrapers. Valentine, I will take you to the real America. Come. So we got into a taxi, a car, I think, went there to the Harlem. Is this America, she said. If this is America, I'm not interested in this country. There is no poverty in this country. Nobody starves in this country. See, that's a small country, so that is understandable. You know, why 7,000 people in San Francisco City have no roofs over their head, I want to know. Why people there are collecting things from the garbage in the world's richest country, I want to know. That country has no answer for Russia.
The bag ladies.
Bag ladies, hundreds of them. How can you justify those things? What good is that system? Good for me, for her. Not for the world. If that is the kind of government we are going to have, what little they have achieved in this communist country of feeding everybody and sheltering everybody will be destroyed. So that fellow should be shot dead. You know, Gorbachev. And she is living like a Tsarina or the buying all the rich things there. Now she has understood what I was telling years and years ago. You don't believe that first time when they visited New York, to attend the United Nations gathering, that bitch and he went straight to Bloomingdale to buy the things there. I don't trust such a fellow, that bitch Raisa. You did not believe, people did not believe when I said the things that are likely to happen. Not prophecy, Chandrasekhar, is a simple, common sense, educated guess. See what is happening there. It will break up. They cannot stop that. No. It's a huge, it never was one, Russia. Never was one, this country. You don't talk to me about the heritage, great heritage of Putin, and I'm not interested. If that heritage has produced people like me, it is not worth bothering.
So quite happy about the heritage that has produced people.
No, like not me. Despite that heritage, of great heritage of India, as long as there is one star, don't tell me, ask me what I am doing. But I'm not talking about the starvation. You are the guy. Tell him that he did something terrible in his past life. Is that the answer, sir, your Vedanta? Come on, sir. Maya, is that Maya? Jagan Mithya, Brahma Satyam, that is Satyam. Your Brahman is Mithya.
So you said that the thought sphere, our thoughts are not generated in the human mind.
They are not self-generated.
Where is they are not spheres you? Elaborate this.
See, thought is memory, nothing else.
And then why
what is it
that thought sphere?
No, thought sphere means all around us. It is not the consciousness that these people are talking about. There is no consciousness other than memory.
How does thought sphere exist? What
it doesn't exist. It is transmitted from generation to generation.
So there is no thought sphere exists?
No.
No, you said thoughts come from thought sphere and the brain works at random.
That means you see the response to the stimulus.
Yes, sir. Where is the stimulus coming from? That's what we are asking.
That is stimulating, that light is stimulating your eye, throwing the image on the retina.
Where is the thought sphere, sir, from which you are coming? You mentioned about the thought sphere.
Knowledge that is passed on to us.
Genes. Genes.
It is not in the genes, it is a translation of a sensory perception within the framework of your memory.
Memory is in cells.
We don't know. Nobody has given any answer.
In cells.
They are neurons, they say.
Yeah, transmitted through the cells and through the genes.
That we don't know yet. One of these days they will find out whether the genes also transmit the memory from generation to generation. What blocked the whole understanding is the theory of evolution. You see that joker, Darwin. His theories are false.
In the Omni book, you give me the genes.
You know that Omni, this woman who interviewed me, she wrote 10 times
the book?
No, 10 times she prepared the interview, and so 10 times she submitted. Every time they rejected, they have asked her to write 11th time. So they are not satisfied with what she has done. So they don't know. She does not know what to do with my.
Genes are immortal, and they are using the body as a vehicle, you know.
Yeah. Body does not belong to you, sir.
No.
We are planners. Then once this happens, it becomes part of the whole. You have no separation.
Is I consciousness do only you
where is
have
it?
Or?
Where is it? You tell me.
No, I have it anyway. I don't know.
Where?
I can't locate it.
Where is?
Don't there in the mind, obviously, you say
you are process. You are making statements.
It's a thought process.
Don't make any statements. Those are the things which you have memorized and somebody has put in there. Apart from that, you really don't know a thing about it.
The people like me do have. Do
where is it? Don't say people like me. If you have, you must be able to tell me. Don't bother about what others said. People say you can't tell me the things that you are talking about.
Is there a way of finding out by myself, sir?
No. There is no need to find out.
There is no need to find out?
No. This does not want to learn anything, does not want to know anything.
Sir, because we want to get out of this misery of life. That's why.
Who is trying to.
Don't ask that Vedanta question. Who does not exist? The assumption that there is some entity there is the problem for you. You cannot conceive of talking without a talker, seeing without a seer, physical seer, not the spiritual seer I'm talking about.
So I stand for illusion.
Huh?
I stand for illusion.
The I is a first person singular pronoun. The language has created this problem for you. That is the only I that is there. Huh? Everything else you experience is what those jokers taught. There is no ego there. All that you are doing to free yourself from ego is the one that has created the ego and keeps it going. You will never be free from the ego. Because you are trying to be free from something that is not there. So you are concerned about how to be, if what they say is true, the desires are hormones. The whole structure of ethical codes of conduct collapses.
How, sir? Please explain.
Desire is a hormone.
Yes. That is proved that way.
Yes.
How does the ethical codes?
There is no way you can free yourself from the desire. If the desire is not there, you are incarnate. So you are not dealing with this living. You are dealing with how to be free from desire and what the hell you are interested in freeing from something that is not there, a talk of desirelessness that does not exist. Why you are doing all this? Because the society says that you should be desireless. The spiritual man says, replace that desire with the spiritual desire. All desires are the same.
Is desire only for us or for the liberated one also, sir?
There is no liberated one at all. At all the time saying. He is liberated from this nonsense of wanting to be a desireless person, wanting to be free from anger, wanting to be free from greed, wanting to be free from anger,
sir,
jealousy.
Do you have any desire, sir?
Huh?
Do you have any desire?
No, not any, because I am not doing anything to free myself from desire.
Is it because we want to free ourselves from, do we have desire?
Yes.
But sometimes it is not.
No, sometimes you have never tried it seriously. Dangerous also. What is there is only the movement that is trying to free from desire. So to be in desireless state also is a desire. To be in a thoughtless state is also a thought. Don't give me the example of the Vedantins. You know, you use a stick to stir the fire and throw it away. You are not going to throw it away.
The other day you were mentioning.
Forget about the other day.
A new type of television which you want to install it here. Is it a desire or what?
No, convenience.
Convenient.
And economic reason. You see, every time we have this transfer, we have to pay $30. You see, every time. So we have spent more than $3,000. She has spent more than $3,000 to transfer them onto the car system. So with that, you can buy. 3,000 means what? How much is it? 51,000 rupees. You can buy two multi-system televisions here. I can send them directly from the United States. You can play them and watch. You understand? Saving money is the desire. Practical. And so, now I have revised, I don't even know if we need that. This one will serve for some.
There was no time and thoughts were not there.
You really don't know whether the thoughts are not there or not there, are there or not there. You have no way of knowing.
When we sometimes, when
the thought is there, when you want to know. So you maintain that knowing, consuming tremendous amount of energy. That is the identity. What is the identity that tells you that you are bored, that you are not happy, that you are not enlightened, that you are angry, that you are greedy, that you are jealousy, that you are this, that and the other? That it is hot, cold, light, bright, sun, that is Valentine. It never tells me. Why is the need for me to recognize that it is Valentine's portrait? What for? Nobody is asking me. I am not asking whose photo is that.
Then what is it that tells me that it is Valentine's photo?
You, the memory.
Memory.
Yes. So you are nothing but memory. What is that memory? Just neurons. Where are they? Are they in the brain? No, now they are beginning to say that memory is not only... You can survive. You see, that is a baby born without brain. She is enjoying, the child is enjoying Walt Disney. Then laughing like any one of us without brain. What are you talking? It's before long. It may not happen in your lifetime and my lifetime, but it is going to happen. That they will put a small chip there in your brain, which contains the totality of human knowledge from the very beginning. So my importance as one who knows a lot more than you do is out. Now it is available for sale in Australia for $1,600, I don't know how much it is. The whole of Encyclopedia Britannica is put on a single disc. What you have to do? And you have to buy a special kind of a television and that talks to you, reads for it. Single disc, the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. It's a fact, it is not a dream. You need money, you can buy a television, you can buy the disc. You play the disc, if you want to read silently, you can read it on the television. You can listen and listen to that on the screen. The whole Encyclopedia Britannica had a single disc. The three conversations you have, they made in, they now they have put it on a disc. So you see, already my conversations are on a disc. You see, all this will be 150, 200 tapes, audio tapes can be put on a single disc. So I know you don't know. What is my importance? My memory is better than yours. That's all. And why should I feel proud? I am enlightened. This is not materialism, sir. Even that materialism is an outdated idea. The whole thing is built on matter. You know, that is not the materialistic philosophy. The spirituality is the materialistic. Of course you want enlightenment to deal with the material values. What are you talking? Why do you go and pray? What for? Only for your material needs?
No.
What else?
To get rid of these tormenting thoughts.
What for?
Spear, totally.
You are not going to succeed.
To get out of misery, sir.
The misery is created by your God, you don't understand.
I create the misery and then I go in. To overcome my misery,
it
to
is not misery. Look, it's very simple. In those days, the people lived in jungle. They could not control fire. So you turn fire into a god and you worship God. Now you are able to control fire. Why the hell you should worship fire as a god? Rain. You have umbrellas, you see, raincoats, you have every way of protecting yourself. And why should you worship that? Of course, you still have to worship sun. If the sun is absent for 30 days, if the planet stops rotating, that will be the end of all forms of life on this planet.
Aditya Hridayam.
Aditya Hridayam is not, he is responsible for denying what belongs to everybody on this planet. There is plenty for everybody on this planet. Nature has created abundance. And why is there stuff? You don't know, sir, these countries. You condemn these people. Corruption is on a gigantic scale in the United States. They don't like what I'm saying. I don't say. In India, I don't condemn India. I condemn only the United States. See, point out the absurdity of starvation.
You don't believe, sir, our slums compared to the slums in the United States are paradigm.
The Bombay slums.
Bombay slums. At least they have some shelter here. Those people in San Francisco, 7,000 of them walk in the streets. No place to sleep. How can you tolerate that kind of a thing? Bad women. Like these dogs there, they pick up things from the garbage. You see, people throw away everything. Those who have plenty. It's the same here. The rich man is doing the same thing. How can you tolerate that? Where is the oneness of life? It has to hurt you physically, not spiritually, not poetically, not romantically, then you will not hurt.
No, that is political and social welfare, sir.
You are responsible. Why do you separate?
Spiritually, if that's, I exist, everything exists.
If you don't
if exist, I don't exist, nothing exists.
So you, no, it's a philosophical fact. You are talking about philosophical, intellectual concept. It is not a fact in your life. So you have no business to talk about that.
I am projecting the world.
You are projecting.
If you finish the world, doesn't exist.
You, that's a theory to you. If that is the way you are functioning, then it's too dangerous. Don't do that. For God's sake, pity's sake, for your sake, for the sake of the world, don't do that.
But you don't accept this theory that this world is a mental projection of you?
Come on, don't joke. Theoretically, yes, it is, but factually, it is not.
Actually, also because the three stages, again we come to the same thing, the sleep, the wakefulness and sleep, they are operating like a temple. And
you are repeating what is there in the books. Vedanta nonsense. There are no three stages, there is no state at all.
These are not your words, these are not really states, that the clocks are very limited devices. He points out that the past does not exist except in our memory.
Yes, sir.
He is man. Exactly.
Why did our Gopinath say, sir, that Charan Singh died?
Yes, Charan Singh died. I told him that he was practicing kindness of heart too much. So he has had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 heart attacks.
All states, departments were
forgetting. Charan Singh, Rajasthan.
And he believes that it was the other Charan Singh. Ranganathan was here.
Yes, right.
And our Apurajita was correcting him. He died long time ago.
But he was not ready to believe.
He was not. Ajit Singh.
And he believed that because he does not want his Supreme God to die.
No, this Supreme God, Super God can die. As per Rangarajan, he being a super god, he can never die.
No,
Superman.
He's a mad man.
Rangarajan.
Now he wants to go to Tirupati Chandrasekhar, and he has saved 5,000 rupees.
Oh.
He wants to put it in the hundi.
Same Rangarajan.
Same Rangarajan, he was telling me this morning. He didn't go to work. He's crazy. Why should you put 5,000 rupees there? 6,000 he has saved.
6,000?
Rupees. He's going
because
to Tirupati.
Guru is there, he wants to go to Guru.
No, he doesn't believe that the Guru is there. You told him that it's not this Charan Singh.
No. I told him, your Guru, how can he die? Don't bother about this news. He was shocked. The moment he said, your Charan Singh is dead, what? He was shocked.
Why should he be shocked?
Take it easy.
Sir, saints and how sinners die be? Exactly the same way. They are born exactly the same way.
How can your master die? He is born.
The one who believes that Jesus was the son of a virgin and not a fish can believe anything. This is my line. Hey, don't say that, you see, on the television. Yes, he was a mixed up kid. I don't care, next time they don't invite me. You know, it's not like this. You see, if some such statement is made, they will lose business. They run them not with the aid of the government, but commercials. They will withdraw all the commercials, they will be in trouble. You know.
They have not made such statement there.
Huh? I did. What do I care? Next time they don't invite
me. How many interviews recorded?
I have it here, 2 hours.
Video or audio?
Video she did not do that day. No, she is still trying. The problem for them is to where to fit me. In what cage they can put me. They are finding it difficult.
Difficult to cage you.
Huh? You are not going to succeed. The day you succeed, that's the end of me.
How can you say this? You don't believe the Vedantists, but the modern science people...
I don't believe them either.
No, but you said one day they may find out what memory is. They are part of the memory. How can they come
out? That is why basically whatever they have found so far, you see, is valid within a certain framework. You know? That is more reliable than this fellow sitting in a cave and fancying things. See, they know that now. See, when they have come to a point where they try to, where they see order in this frame cannot be sustained because the next frame says, shows there is chaos in the universe. Yeah? I forgot, I will send you that tape, Chandrasekhar, the BBC chaos. It's very interesting, all the scientists talking about, they are all lost. You see.